You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. More federal offices across Wisconsin may be closing, targeted by the Department of Government Efficiency. The office, led by billionaire Elon Musk, had already released a list of at least six government offices to either be eliminated or reduced. Now there are 16 of them, and five are in Madison. Musk's team is planning to close the Fish and Wildlife Service office. Also on the list, the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, Departmental Management IG, an office of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, and the Federal Highway Administration office. Other leases terminated statewide include offices for U.S. attorneys, the Social Security Administration, and the Internal Revenue Service. The largest office on the closure list is the Bureau of Indian Affairs located in Ashland. They employ at least 40 employees, and it's not clear whether they'd keep their jobs. Closer to our area, in Wausau, the Social Security Administration building is on the list. They're also eliminating or reducing the Rural Housing Service in Stevens Point. This is the Wisconsin State office that administers USDA rural development programs through six area offices throughout the state. These offices administer USDA programs that expand access to high-speed internet, support business growth, healthcare, education, housing, and other community essentials. We're in the middle of tax season and scammers are active. They're impersonating the IRS to steal your money and personal information. Scammers may call or text you claiming you owe taxes and demand immediate payment. Remember, the IRS will never call to demand payment without first mailing a bill. They won't threaten to arrest, deport, or revoke your driver's license. If you receive a text or email like this, delete it and do not click on any links. If you receive a suspicious call, hang up and report the call to the IRS. They say no ice is safe ice, and that is especially true right now. Lisa Hale reports.
While Mother Nature is playing fast and loose with winter weather, people are still trying to get a little ice fishing done. Tom Drzwicki, the owner of Bayside Ice and Marine Rescue, says in the last week he's had approximately 10 jobs rescuing people or vehicles that have fallen through the ice.
This is classic honeycomb ice, so just because you have ice thickness doesn't mean it's good ice. You have stronger ice early in the year. An inch and a half will out-support a foot of ice right now.
Drzwicki said honeycombed ice forms when rain or warmer temperatures cause melting and weaknesses in the ice layer. He says staying safe on the ice means paying attention to the conditions.
There's an effort in Stevens Point to possibly reduce the responsibility and authority of the elected mayor. Alderperson Jackie Guthrie, who represents the 2nd District, has put forward a request to discuss and possibly create a city administrator position. Currently, Mayor Wiese serves as full-time chief executive officer of the city, presides over city council meetings, and only votes in the event of a tie. He also has veto powers over any ordinance approved by the common council. However, a veto can be overturned by a two-thirds vote of the council. The job of a city administrator is to oversee the daily operations of a city and act as chief advisor to the city council. The difference between a city administrator and a mayor is that the mayor is elected by the citizens, while a city administrator is an appointed position. Mayor Wiese is currently serving his third elected term. There's no limit on how many terms a mayor can serve. The personnel committee meeting is on March 10th at 6:40 p.m. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Wisconsin gets the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Badgers beat the Gophers in Minnesota. Matt LaPay on the Badgers Radio Network.
Inbounds pass to Tanjay. They'll let him dribble out the clock, and the Badgers make it 9 straight against Minnesota. Wisconsin had to work for it, but Greg Gard's team gets the job done as the Badgers win it by 7. Final score tonight, Wisconsin 74, Minnesota 67.
John Blackwell with 25 points. points. The Badgers 21 for 24 from the free throw line. That's the best in the nation. Great guard.
You know, you get on the road, you find a way, you know, and I thought we had some decent looks from three. But the fact that we were able to really be solid with the ball the second half and get to the free throw line was really important.
Marquette with a loss at UConn, 72-66. The Golden Eagles host number 6th-ranked St. John's on Saturday. NBA, the Bucks over the shorthanded Mavericks, 137-107. Giannis scoring his 20,000th career point.
20,000 points is, obviously, when I go on the court, I'm a competitor. I'm going to compete. That's who I am. I'm a fighter.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Valeria Baldwin says her husband Alex suffered so much guilt after accidentally shooting and killing someone on the set of the film Rust that he sank into such a depression he wanted to kill himself. The actor's wife says since the incident, he has had heart issues and multiple hospital stays. The information was revealed on the couple's reality show on TLC called The Baldwins. I'm not calling myself a hero, but now that I've informed you of this news, you don't have to watch The Baldwins. The Sound of Music turned 60 this week. It's a film pretty much beloved by all and is one of the top 10 grossing films of all time. Nevertheless, George Von Trapp, aka Christopher Plummer, was not a fan. According to the New York Post, Plummer complained constantly and thought the story was gooey, at one point referring to the title as The Sound of Mucus. A few years ago, star Julie Andrews shared that she felt Plummer was in over his head musically. Let's be honest, he probably just did the film for the do-re-mi. The tabloids love to stir up trouble and are continuing to do so following last week's Oscars broadcast. After Kieran Culkin won Best Supporting Actor for his role in A Real Pain, cameras caught Edward Norton, who also was nominated for his role in A Complete Unknown, leaning over and saying the F word to his wife. It's not 100% clear what he said or if he was referring to the fact that he lost or if he's the most awkward romantic ever. Margaret Qualley's star is on the rise after a small but star-making role in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and playing opposite Demi Moore in this year's Oscar-nominated The Substance, the world is pretty much her oyster. After a really unnecessary James Bond music tribute at the Oscars last week, which happened just in time as Bond was killed off 2 years ago, fans are now saying they hope the daughter of Andy McDowell becomes a Bond girl. Quite a leap. If you're heading to the theater this weekend while the snow melts, here are some moving pictures you might enjoy, especially if you're into sci-fi. Opening in wide release is Mickey 17. It's being called a sci-fi comedy, drama, mystery, thriller. It covers a lot of bases. I think the only genre they're missing is adult film. The movie stars Robert Pattinson, who plays an expendable on a dangerous mission to colonize a planet covered with ice. The film is getting mad love from critics with an 87% and certified fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes. Another new sci-fi film that hits theaters, In the Lost Lands, stars Mila Jovovich and David Bautista. The film is about a queen who sends a sorceress into forbidden lands to find magical powers, kind of a necessity in the sorcery game. It's a nice cast and sounds fun, but is batting about a 50% with just a handful of reviews in. If science fiction isn't your thing, there are still lots of leftovers in the theaters from the last couple weeks, and most Oscar films are available to stream. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are going to have plenty of sunshine today. We'll get to a high of about 38 this afternoon with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. 18 our low tonight. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 36. And then we're going to warm it up, 40s for the weekend, actually 49 by Sunday, 58 by Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.